And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Save. Written by Paul Reimer. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic has just this moment arrived home, and he's standing beside the Davenport, removing his overcoat. Sade is addressing him somewhat sharply. Listen.
Where you been all afternoon?
Chicago Norton Yards.
What doing?
Checking kitchenware shipments. Why?
Well, don't you tell Miss Hammersweet where you're going when you leave the office?
I didn't today. The boss buttonholed me as I was walking in after dinner, and we jumped in his car.
Well, I tried to get a hold of you half a dozen times, and Miss Hammersweet didn't have the slightest idea where you'd gone or when you'd be back. Seems to me a fella in an office that...
Telephone is ringing.
Ain't got stuff.
How you know?
He called twice before. Answer.
Very likely Bluetooth Johnson.
I bet you Nicholas Hank. And don't chin too long now. I've got news for you.
Yeah?
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yes, Hank. Yeah, the wife was just telling me. $2?
Ish.
Huh?
$2, always $2. Well, she just tossed it out the window.
The poor guy
well,
says
go
that
ahead.
He's got...
Don't mind me.
Oh, can this be a short-term loan, Hank? Day after tomorrow, huh? Uh-huh. Well, okay, Hank. You'll stop past after supper, eh? Okay. You bet. So long, Hank.
How much does he owe you altogether?
I don't know for sure. I'd have to look in my little book.
No.
He's going to pay me back this particular $2 day after tomorrow.
Mm.
What's your big news?
Well, I guess one.
The Brickmush man pasted Mr. Gumpox up beside the snoot. Ma Harris's rumor, Mr. Sludge received a spoon with his name on it.
This is nice, big, important news. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to such an effort trying to locate you.
Guessing one more time, I'll guess that Freddie...
Dottie's here.
The heck she is.
Arrived about 2:00. Walked in and took me by surprise, of course.
Where's she now?
Upstairs, taking a nap.
Chuck with her?
No, Chuck's still in Peoria. He'll be here day after tomorrow or the day after that.
Is Dottie going to stay till he comes?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Why you got that expression on your face?
Nothing.
What you mean, nothing?
Why, nothing.
You're not turning into Uncle Fletcher all of a sudden, are you?
I didn't say anything against Dottie.
Well, you looked it.
Oh, shucks, kiddo. On the slightest pretext,
I don't suppose you object to Dottie staying a few days?
Of course not.
It's easy to see what's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah?
You're saying to yourself, Dottie's already had a visit of 2 weeks. What's she back again for?
Hey, now, kiddo, you can't put those words in my mouth like that.
No, I don't want any of this Uncle Fletcher business. Dottie Brainfeeble is one of my very best chums, and I won't stand...
I know. You've told me 1,000 times. I'll play ball.
Well, see that you do.
You talked to her about moving next door?
Yes, and she's very enthusiastic.
Fine.
Yes, fine. I can see again what's on the tip of your tongue.
You're psychic today, kiddo.
Well, you're saying to yourself, if Dottie lives next door, it'll mean she'll be forever in our hair.
Will you quit putting words in my mouth?
Plain as your undershirt. Transparent as the nose on your face.
Don't
Dottie and I have already talked over this next-door neighbor trash, and we decided we wouldn't be in each other's hair all the time. We'll be neighbors like other neighbors. No running back and forth to each other's house every few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Dottie's a sweet girl and a sensible girl. I know she annoys you with her loud laughing and boisterous ways, but she just puts all that on because she's company. Once she's settled next door, she'll quiet down and be like anybody else.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Say, doggone it, you think I was out to cut Dottie's throat?
Oh, not at all. Only let's have stuff understood. Now, I'll tell you why I was so anxious to get in touch with you this afternoon.
All right.
I wanted to get tonight settled.
Tonight?
Have you forgotten about tonight? I have to leave in half an hour for
The church bazaar.
Yes, the church bazaar. I'm due there at 4:30 and I'll have to stay till 9. That means you have to entertain Dottie till I get back.
Oh, now, hey.
She walked in and took me by surprise. It was too late to alter my plans. Certainly can't leave the ladies in the lurch.
Why can't entertain Dottie?
Why can't you entertain Dottie?
Dottie and I don't...
Don't what?
We got nothing to talk about. We got
nothing to talk about. Now, listen, Vic.
Take Daddy with you to the church bazaar.
I invited her, but she don't want to go. She's tired from her train ride.
How about supper?
Well, yours is out in the gas stove ready for you whenever you feel like eating. Dottie's not hungry and intends to pick out a sandwich and a cup of tea. Now, get that scared look off in your face. Lady, you wait?
I thought I'd gone crazy. I found one shoe, but not the other. Finally located it under the bed.
Vic's here, Donnie.
No.
Just this minute walked in. He's been down the railroad yards all afternoon.
The railroad yard? Why, bless his old sweetheart.
Get that look off in your face.
Now comes a kissing.
Yes, now comes a kissing. You kiss.
She gets a hold of me and forgets she's got me and don't let go.
Well, you better.
Vic, you darling old angel, come here to me.
Vic was just saying...
I know.
Don't you dare get behind that library table.
Oh, hello, Daddy. By George, it's good to see you again. By George.
Oh, let me look at him.
By George.
Oh, you're precious.
By George.
You're sweet.
Oh, by George.
How has he been?
Oh, I've been fine.
His nice white shirt so clean and grand.
I put it on fresh this morning.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Well, Daddy, it's been less than 2 weeks since you saw him.
I know.
He acts like you haven't seen him in a year.
Oh, he is a precious.
Yes.
Did you tell about Chuck Kettle?
I certainly did, and I told how enthusiastic you are about moving next door, and Vic's so excited.
Yes, well.
I'm excited myself.
My cigars, Daddy.
What's he saying?
I got cigars in my vest pocket. Your question.
Oh, goodness, look at me standing here squeezing him to death. Are you jealous, Kettle?
Oh.
I'll leave you loose, Vic.
Thanks.
Well, lady,
Kettle, I wasn't that crazy about my shoe.
I got out of bed and it was just...
I know. Do we sound like feather braids, Vic?
Oh. So you and Chuck plan on moving next door, huh? Well, see, that's fine. Bye, George.
He's a precious. He's a precious. What's the matter?
I thought you were going to grab me again.
Listen to him,
Kettle. No, I thought you were going to grab me again.
Oh, grand. Well, say, I really do have to go now. Vic knows about his supper, Dottie.
Grand.
And I'll probably be home around 9 or 9:30, maybe sooner.
Grand.
And I'll slip on my hat and coat.
Sure, you will.
I'll really have to skip. I'm late.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Daddy, how are things in Peoria? I understand
that you... Yes, Peoria. Ah,
uh-huh.
Peoria.
Sadie,
so you like the idea of chatting me, will you?
What?
Well, I'll say you like the idea.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
You say you'll be back around 9?
9 or 9:30.
Well, it's about 5 hours.
Well, I might manage to slip away a little bit early.
Do that, Kettle.
Well, I'll see. Goodbye. Goodbye, Dick.
Boy, say.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Just awful sweet.
Yeah. Stevie
tells
me Chuck expects to arrive in town today.
What? Oh, I bet we sound like simpletons.
Yeah.
And how's your business these days?
Ooh, can't kick. Of course, in times like these.
Selling all that lumber and all.
No, not lumber. Kitchenware.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sit there all day in your beautiful office.
Oh, I can't say it's a beautiful office, Dottie. Pretty much.
Oh, I know. Kettle was telling me.
Uh-huh.
Wear a clean white shirt every day.
Sometimes I make it do 2 days.
Grand.
I guess Sadie hasn't been gone quite a minute yet.
Just about a minute. Grand.
I That's think you folks will like this city because...
What were you going to say?
Well,
I was just going to say... Oh, now, Ish, this is just crazy.
You say the lumber business is wonderful these days?
Kitchenware business.
Kitchenware is grand.
Yeah.
Chuck likes kitchenware, too.
Uh-huh.
I hope we can get moved in there.
Yes, I really
before...
think that you'd like the city, Dottie. Because, Dottie,
oh,
will you excuse me a minute?
What?
excuse me, please. I want to run across the alley and see my neighbor, Ike Niesuffer. You got business with him. I want to talk about business with him. Will you excuse me, please? I may not be back for a couple of hours. I want to see this neighbor of mine about business. Will you excuse me? Will you excuse me, Daddy?
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up in the next block.
This program came to you from Chicago and New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.